septic system.
Good evening. Our co-host again is Chris O'Brien. I think that if he keeps doing this, we might actually have to call him co-host. But yes, we do call him co-host.
Yeah, this is. I'm up over 40, I think, now there, Gino.
Well, as I said, you're getting closer to the gold watch. It'll have to be, of course, you know, gold-plated. We can't do solid gold because,
four-carat
show. Oh, no. You know, it'll be like 1 carat or something. One carat gold. That's, of course, you see, nowadays gold is so expensive. The best we can do is 1 carat, you know.
Yeah, so if I clean it, it rubs it off, right?
Well, don't clean it. You know, we'll get you one that looks dusty. So like a dark, dusty-looking watch. Does anyone know of a dark, dusty-looking watch? I've got a watch right here that I've had for several years. And it's black. Has a black band. And it doesn't work because it's one of these watches with a solar battery. So I have to take it outside and wait for the battery to charge, I suppose.
Yeah. You should get one of those automatic ones that just, they're kinetic.
Well, yes, we need money for those. But someday, somehow, we will have the money to get one of those watches. But seriously speaking, I thought before we get our special guest, the international director of MUFON, Clifford Clift, on the line, we should bring you up to date on what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, with some of the past shows and some of the updates we promised. Now, the weather hasn't helped your prospect with the webcams, has it?
No, unfortunately, the San Luis Valley, when we had that real super cold snap here in Arizona, it was quite balmy here compared to what they went through. Alamosa was, I think, 31 or 2 below. And I'm not sure what happened, but I think the heater just couldn't keep up with the cold and the camera went down. So it's on its way to Sony to get repaired. Hopefully it's something that's going to be easily fixed. I'm not sure what the problem is with it, but, you know, we are working on getting a second camera up in the Baca right now. So that's kind of the report on that. I did have a very interesting call from one of my rancher Skywatcher network just below the border in New Mexico in the San Luis Valley. And on January 9th, we had a pretty interesting sighting that was seen by two separate witnesses about 6 o'clock in the evening. A fairly long, oblong, purple-colored UFO went over San Antonio Mountain and headed southeast over Taos, kind of headed towards Cimarron. And we also had a woman and her son were traveling up from Taos towards Tres Piedras, and they saw evidently the same thing, unbeknownst to one another. And then the following day on the 10th, they had two big Chinooks thunder over their house at less than 200 feet. So when that happened, they decided to give me a call and report. And then doing a little bit of digging, I found out there were other witnesses as well. So things may be, we may have a little upswing of pretty rare winter activity in the San Luis Valley. It's pretty rare to have sightings during the winter. Last winter was an exception. And possibly this winter will be one too, so.
Well, think about global warming.
Yeah. Yeah, right. 30 below doesn't sound like global warming to me. But, you know, I there's a big threat on the board right now on the Paracast forums that is really looking at good old Stanton Friedman's comments about global warming. It kind of created a bit of a controversy. Of course, nobody's talking about anything else he said in a very good two-hour interview that we had with him. They're all just harping on the first 5 minutes of the show, which hopefully at some point they'll start asking questions and pointing out some of the more interesting things that he had to say through the rest of the interview. But that's how these forums work, boy. Some people, they get on a thread, and they're just like pit bulls. They won't let go.
Sometimes it takes one phrase, one word, it sets someone off, and they go into directions you don't predict. Speaking of things that basically have consumed our forums over the past few months, Ted Phillips was supposed to set up his website with links to information about Marley Woods, and they did a rudimentary kind of canned website after a few weeks, it's gone nowhere. Anything from Ted Phillips about this?
I have not talked to Ted in months, and that's a good reminder for me to go ahead and give him a holler, see how he's doing, see what progress he's made there in that investigation that has been ongoing for 12 years. I admire Ted's work. I think he's one of the true troopers out there in the field, and it'll be interesting to see if there's any updates that are worthy of reporting back with.
Yeah, because I think in a situation like this, you know, there's so much anticipation. As soon as he said, yeah, I'm going to put up a website, that creates anticipation, and it's not the song from Carly Simon. It's real anticipation, and it's unfortunate that even after all that, he hasn't finished it. And I understand, you know, you could try to get help, you know, not necessarily expensive help, maybe a friend or relative to make the site for you, suddenly they have other things to do. And it never gets done. But it's unfortunate. Also, Ray Stanford, we were talking about when we had him on the show about having you help him make digital copies of these audio recordings.
Yeah, I have not followed through on that. I deserve to be spanked. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Excuse me, one second.
Thank you, sir. Can I have another?
Well, no, you know, we don't want to make it seem as if this is part and parcel of the way we treat our guests.
No, we don't.
We don't spank our guests, only the co-hosts.
Okay.
Well. Okay, so this is your fourth time this week. You need to settle down, Chris. We've got to get it straight. But seriously speaking, you know, Ray knows where to find us. He could have maybe made more of an initiative to come in our direction and work with you to get things done.
Yeah, well, I do want to download those clips because I think that they're important. It's important to follow through with some of the data that Ray mentioned, and it's just every time I talk to Ray, I've got to have 3 or 4 hours of free time because we just get going, and he's really under the gun to get his final submission for his paper done so that the new dinosaur that he found, the only articulated dinosaur cast, the skeleton ever found on the East Coast, to my knowledge, is in the Smithsonian. And he and one of the top paleontologists in the world, Dave Weissample, are submitting the official papers for the new species to be accepted into the dinosauria. So that's something that's really been, I think, occupying a lot of his time. I do want to follow through, though. He does have the gear. He has the tape. We have the tools. We have the talent. We should be able to get this one put to bed.
Sounds like you're echoing the lines from the movie Ghostbusters.
We got the tools. We got the talent.
And you know what? They're talking about a Ghostbusters 3. But I think Dan Aykroyd would have to lose about 100 pounds to fit into that uniform once again.
Oh, just get Jason and his buddy, the plumbers.
Oh, well. We're going to be more sensible down to earth with our show this week. We're going to bring on MUFON. Now, MUFON, we had some state representatives from MUFON early on, the first few episodes of the PowerCast in 2006. We had representatives from MUFON. And we had some state directors. And they had some very interesting things to present. A lot of the guests that we have had ongoing, like Stanton Friedman, work with MUFON over the years. Now, to be frank, MUFON to me has always seemed like a relic of the 60s and 70s, but they're still active. They recently named a new international director, Clifford Clift. And we want to get an update of how MUFON works in the 21st century to try to bring the UFO mystery home and to find a solution. So we're hoping that when we bring him on, he'll answer a lot of questions about MUFON, about some of the problems we've heard they might be having. You know, a lot of considerations there, and we're hoping that he's going to have something to say about it.
Well, it's good that he's going to be on the show. I'm looking forward to it. I have yet to meet Clifford, but I'm looking forward to it.
Clifford Clift, International Director of MUFON, coming up next on
The Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. We welcome Clifford Clift. He's the international director of MUFON. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene and Chris. It's nice being on your show.
Cliff, we've asked this question of almost every guest because everyone has a story. What attracted you to UFOs? Chris and I started really young. What about you?
Well, I did too. I started when I was about 15 years old working with my grandmother with the Ground Observer Corps. Back in the early 1950s, the U.S. Air Force was, well, the whole country was terrified of the Russian nuclear capacity and that they may drop A-bombs on us. So we were in a very fearful time of the nation was a very fearful time. Because we didn't have the radar in the 1950s that we have today, it was very, very limited. They set up what they call the Ground Observer Corps, and these were people that volunteered to help the U.S. Air Force in the location and about airplanes flying around. So they would call an alert, and I was in eastern Colorado, about 15. I wasn't necessarily excited about doing this because I was 15 and my grandmother volunteered me to do it, which was not uncommon. They had an alert, so we went out. Now, these sites were set up all over the United States, and we would call in and report sightings that we had of aircraft. We had pictures of all the types of aircraft on the wall so we could identify them, and we would call in and report the sightings of the aircraft, very high, jet, prop, direction, speed, slow, fast, that type of thing. And every time we'd do that, our call sign was Bravo Lima Red 1. Now, I can remember that, and I'm not sure I know what I had for breakfast is beyond me, but that was our call sign. I was standing on the hill looking out to the east, big full moon, white fluffy clouds, not very many, but some white fluffy clouds in the fall, in October. I looked to the right and something caught my eye, and it was an object about the size of that full moon coming from the southeast going to the northwest at an extreme rate of speed, traversed the sky probably in 6 or 7 seconds. And it was going so fast, it looked like there might be a little bit of a blur on the back end of it. I was terrified at the time, and I went in and told my grandmother, I said, we got to call this in. And I told her what I'd seen. So we called it in, and they bumped us up from 3 people to a major. I believe it was a major. And after hearing the story, he says, well, that's what we're looking for. You can go home now. Now, I don't know, Gene and Chris, if he was placating me or if, in fact, that's what they were looking for, but it was pretty exciting. And that piqued my interest in the UFO phenomenon from then on. And then I joined MUFON. Well, I studied UFOs all through my life, but in 1995, I joined MUFON, became a board of director on the International Board of Directors in the year 2000. And then January of 2010, I became the international director. That's kind of the history of where I am.
Okay, let's look at where MUFON was and is. Now, when did the organization first get started? It seems to have been here almost forever.
Well, yes, it is almost forever since for many people, because it started in May of 1969 by Walt Andrus and John Schussler and Oakley. And these gentlemen were the ones that started it. NICAP had just pretty much gone under. APRO didn't seem to fit the bill for Schussler and Andrus. So we moved on from there with the MUFON organization, and it's developed to what it is today.
Do you regard yourself at all as somewhat of a successor to NICAP? Because of the fact that that organization kind of, you know, went off the cliff?
Yes, I really do think so, because NICAP was taken over or went under because of a lot of financial problems that they had. And APRO was the leadership of the aerial research phenomenon, Lorenz. They were not real cordial people with everybody, so that's why MUFON was started by Walt Andrus. And NICAP was a good organization. Still is. They still do a little bit of stuff. But not
NICAP is still around?
Yeah, you can get stuff off the internet from them that they post every now and then.
Yeah, they were reformed.
It's not an organization like MUFON.
Yeah, I was wondering about the interesting timing of the end of Project Blue Book, and then 6 months later, MUFON starts. I've always felt that that was kind of interesting.
Well, you know, I've never looked at it at that with that thought in mind, but the Air Force Project Blue Book was somewhat of a publicity for the Air Force, saying, "Oh yeah, we're really taking care of things for you, and we're watching it." In fact, Project Blue Book didn't receive all the good cases, according to Captain Rappelt, who was in charge of the Blue Book for a period.
Yeah, but that was back in the 1950s. Was that true when Rappelt left?
Yeah, oh yes, yeah, yeah. When, I'll tell you his name here in just a minute. Anyway, when he took over, everything then became... Planet Venus, swamp gas, that type of thing. Of course, in that time period, too, is when Dr. Hynek, he flipped. When he first started, he was a hoaxer for the U.S. Air Force, or debunker. He would come out and everything was Venus or swamp gas, that type of thing. But then as he got to investigating all of the UFO phenomenon as a scientist, he then realized, hey, wait a minute, there is something to this UFO stuff. And he flipped 180 degrees from a debunker to a devout believer. So, yeah, we've got a lot of scientists that have stepped forward over the years and admitted that there's something to this and it needs to have a scientific investigation. The problem is, Gene and Chris, is that scientists don't like to put their name to the UFO phenomenon. It has a tendency to discredit them professionally.
Well, science is all based on throwing out anomalies and trying to keep your data as consistent as possible. UFOs are the exact opposite. We're focusing on the anomalies.
Right. Yeah, you would think that they would want to research this more, but there's no money in it. Few people will fund or universities to research UFOs. As a matter of fact, I know of one very substantial person financially who went to the president of three universities and asked if he funded them, would they do the research on UFOs?
Let's pursue that in our next segment here.
Okay, sure.
We have Clifford Clift. He's the international director of the Mutual UFO Network, or MUFON. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. We have Clifford Clift of MUFON. He's international director. And you were telling me about this moneyed person who went to universities, 3 of them, to try to get them to commit to doing UFO research projects. And?
And the presidents of the universities were all for it. When they talked to the science departments, the deans of the science departments, didn't want their name associated with the UFO phenomenon. So the funding to the university for these projects was not done.
No, I'm assuming you're talking about Robert Bigelow in the unmentioned person, well-heeled person.
So, yeah, that's the problem we have, is the scientific research can be very limited due to the images, the perceived images of the professors at the university.
Uphill battle.
Very much so.
Doesn't that also create the problem where the caliber of people doing the investigation can't be as high when you need scientific research, when you need scientific testing, because you have to basically hire laymen or have layman volunteers do the work?
That is really a good question. And Gene, I want you to know that we have stepped up our investigative techniques significantly. We now have electromagnetic equipment, Geiger counters, hazmat suits, light meters, electric and gravitometers, all kinds of equipment that we can use on cases. And our people are being trained to do this. We have a STAR team, which I think there's about 45 or 50 members now, that can be deployed within 24 hours to an event. And we've had a couple of significant events where they, in the past year, that they have been able to get out and do and use the right kind of equipment. Now, saying that, we have over 50 consultants with PhDs in various disciplines. And if we need to run something by them, they will check it out more thoroughly. We also have an organization that will work with us with scientists to evaluate what our the trace evidence might be or that type of thing. So we do have the capability in the last couple of years, last year especially, to be able to really deploy competent and capable people to a UFO event.
Let me ask you here, having this consulting board of PhDs, et cetera, do they actually physically go to the site of a UFO report, or do they do this consulting by email or by research?
All of the above. If one of our groups, one of our scientific group can be there within 24 hours with the top scientists to study whatever that happened. And usually what that means, Gene, is it's a Category 3, which means it's a close proximity, a landing, trace elements, entities on the ground, and that type of thing. So we do have the wherewithal to get the information scientifically studied.
Are you restricted to the USA, or do you go into other countries?
Well, we do have members in other countries, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, UK, Ireland, Turkey, and then in South America, in many of the countries. We don't go from the U.S. to those events. We usually rely on local people that do it. Many of the UFO organizations in foreign countries will contact us if they need further information or study of an event. So we're able to work with them through the mails, through email, presenting information to labs and that type of thing.
Now, as we know, a fair number of UFO sightings are not unexplained. They're due to fairly conventional phenomena, misidentified aircraft, planets, etc. And we also have situations where people simply play hoaxes, maybe not that many. So have you seen any large number of hoaxes or misidentified phenomena as part of the cases that you look at?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we average 500 sighting reports a month to our organization. Of that 500, 80% or 400, we can determine that they are a hoax. It might be a Black Hawk airplane. It might be a planet. Planets do cause us a lot of problems, and satellites. We have all the satellite maps and the star maps and that type of thing, so we can check these out to see. So we do prove that about 80% of the events are something explainable, but there's that 20% or 100 a month that can really make you wonder what's going on. And of that 100, we average about 12 reports a month of landings and 3 or 4 each month of entities on the ground.
What about cases like abductions?
We do get reports on those, and we have an abduction committee. Lester Velez is our deputy director of abductions, and he handles all that. He's been involved with, I don't know, probably 1,000 abductions. So we do work with people on the abduction scene, and Robert Lalure, who just passed away, was our Dr. Lalure was probably one of the strong supporters of the abduction thing and has done a lot of research. We have an Omega-3 case study that he did with 100 people who believed they had been abducted. And then his control group was 100 who either didn't even know about abductions to any extent or didn't feel they had been abducted. And it was a pretty good study that he did, and that Omega-3 can be obtained from UFOND study, and talks about the characteristics of abductees, the personality traits, and various other aspects. So it's, yeah, we do get involved with the abductions.
Do you feel then that abductions are related to UFOs? And the reason I bring that out is because on last week's episode, we had Jerome Clark. I'm sure you know him. And
yes.
Jerry seems to feel that abductions and a lot of these other incidents fit into a separate category than actual UFO visitations.
Well, I wish I could be that definitive about it, but I can't. There have been too many people that we have researched and have information presented to us that indicate that there is a correlation between abductions and UFOs. And I have to lean that way because of the evidence.
Well, specifically, and we have to break in a moment or two, but till we get to that point, specifically, where do you see that we have this correlation other than maybe someone sees a thing in the sky before they are abducted? Is that the correlation?
No. The correlation is yes, I guess that would be true. They see something prior to, some remember without hypnosis the event, and some under hypnosis remember the event, such as Betty and Barney Hill and Travis Walton and some of the others, where they, in fact, pretty much report the same thing consciously and under hypnosis. And it always involves a UFO. So the strange thing about it, Gene and Chris, is that the abductions, I think, the UFO sightings, 80% of them we can determine as something natural. And I think it's the same thing with the abductions. I think there are maybe 80%. I don't know the number. But we could probably explain psychologically something other than an abduction, although it appeared to have been that to them.
I'll tell you what, we'll pursue this more in a moment. First off, we want to hear from you. Tell us what you think about this show and about the PowerCast in general. Write us news@thepowercast.com. That's news@thepowercast.com. Clifford Clift, International Director of MUFON. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the PowerCast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
We return with Clifford Clift, International Director of MUFON. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in the Paracast. Okay, Clifford. Let's look at this further here. Now, one of the big issues, compelling issues about the abduction scenario is the use of hypnotic regression for unearthing supposed lost or hidden memories. And that's kind of controversial. We have UFO researchers who say, wait a minute, that doesn't happen. That doesn't work. Regression is controversial.
And we have especially over the phone, Gene.
Especially over the phone. What is your opinion?
I'm not sure I really understand the question, but so correct me if I'm not answering the right question. You know, when you have people that remember the event consciously, and it's the same thing as the event would be the same thing that happens with somebody that has used hypnotherapy, that's kind of compelling to indicate that, well, maybe this does work.
Okay, yeah, you're talking about having conscious memories. But you have situations where someone reports so-called missing time. Suddenly, I'm out in the woods. I see a flash in the sky. It's 3 hours later. I'm driving home. What happened to me?
Okay, so under hypnosis, they can, under regression, they can go back to that time, and the person will remember a lot of things that they wouldn't have remembered consciously. They may have been blocked or, you know, trauma is a very difficult thing because, you know, some people in a car wreck, they remember seeing the lights and they don't remember anything until they wake up in the hospital. Now, under hypnosis, they can take those people back and regress them and find out what happened. And it does work. It's scientifically okay. But if you talk about UFOs, then, well, now I don't know about that. So it's difficult for people to wrap their arms around all of it. And it's difficult for me, too. It's a strange phenomenon, I can tell you for sure.
Well, basically what you're saying then is that the UFO subject, it kind of, if you equate hypnosis and talk about UFOs in the same breath, that it invalidates the effectiveness of something that you consider to be an effective investigative tool, as in the example you gave of a car accident or possibly a witness to a crime or something. So you're saying that just the simple fact that the UFO phenomenon is being tied to abductions, you think that that's somehow, I don't know, kind of slandering the whole approach.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not following.
Yeah, that's Chris, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. Excuse me.
That's all right. Okay, let's try that again. I'll rephrase the question. So, in other words, what I'm hearing is you're saying that hypnosis is an effective investigative tool. It's the fact that the UFO subject is being brought into the scenario that is creating possibly people thinking that it's not an effective investigative tool simply because it's a UFO event or an abduction event.
Right. Yes, Chris. That would be very good. Yeah. It's hypnosis works for many things, and just because it's involved with abductions doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means that that's a different way of using it.
Well, I want to go back to the Star Team scenario.
Sure.
I'm real curious about you've been involved now for what, about a year and a half with this program with BASS. And what does BASS stand for again?
Bigelow Advanced Aerospace Studies.
Okay. And so Bigelow is funding these 40, 45 people that are dispatched at a moment's notice as quickly as possible, fully armed with all sorts of really cool gear. And they get sent out. About how many of these cases has the STAR team gone out and investigated for MUFON?
Okay. First of all, I've got to clarify something. BASS, Bigelow Aerospace, contracted with MUFON for the year of 2009. And we had a contract with them for 2009. It ended. Started February 1st, 2009, and ended January 30th, 2010 of this past year. So Bigelow Aerospace is not funding anything MUFON is doing now.
So they did just for that period of time?
Just for that period of time, that's correct.
Okay, during that period of time, what were you able to accomplish as a result of that funding?
Okay, part of the funding, the funding of it was we would get the good cases to Bigelow, and then his scientists would go out and evaluate the event. They deployed about 36 to 45 during their contract with us, where they deployed their scientists to evaluate the real evidence or the evidence that they wanted to discover there at the site. So that's probably about it. Currently, we're averaging about 4 deployments a month with our STAR team. And these volunteers pay for this themselves, too, by the way, which is really a big commitment.
Yeah, that's commendable. So, yes. So in other words, the relationship with Bigelow ran its course, and then you've taken the approach as now a MUFON program exclusively, and then you're sending these folks out to these worthy reports, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
What are the parameters besides, let's say, a landing or close proximity, a CE3, or are there any other parameters that kind of trip your response team? And other than the things that you mentioned, are there other specifics that you look for that then prompt you to go ahead and dispatch a team?
Yes. We have, after the Bigelow contract, we could see the significance of the quick deployment, which was not something that we were able to do in the past.
You don't have the funding now, and you need to do quick deployment, so what do you do not having the funding to do it?
That's why I say that the volunteers, the members of our STAR team, one of the criteria that we have for them is that they can pay for the trip. They have the wherewithal to be able to go out and do the investigation. So we do, MUFON itself does pay for lab testing, mailing, and that type of thing. As you know, we're a nonprofit, so we are very limited in the funds that we have. So we have to be very diligent in how we disperse funds. But The volunteers are the ones that do it, and they pay for it themselves.
So they're divided up into regional sort of regions then.
Yes.
So if something happens in a particular region, you know, you have a list of people that are so-called star team members, and then you would call them, and they would shoot out from where they were.
That's exactly right. We have eight regions, and people in each of the eight regions that can deploy. We have had two significant events that have happened. Star Kolevsky is our star team manager. This lady is a phenomenon in organizational skills and motivation of people. She retired from the Department of Defense a while back, and her last job was the deploying of Marines to Afghanistan and Iraq, preparing them to go and getting them lined out. So this woman's credentials are just outstanding. She developed what we call Category 1, Category 2, and Category 3. The Category 1 is the one where we have lights in the sky. You know, those are so tough to investigate.
Is this like the original terminology that Dr. Hynek used, close encounters of the first kind, second, third?
Yes, but it is more inclusive than his. His is more definitive as to what exactly the sightings are. This is more of a larger group. So our Category 2, then, is a close proximity and maybe multiple witnesses. And the Category 3 is a significant event where there's a landing, entity seen, close encounters, that type of thing. And like I say, we just have deployed on two of those in the past 6 months. As a matter of fact, our star team manager, Chase Kolevsky, had a Category 1 case in Tennessee where the farmer, local businessman and farmer, kept seeing these lights and reported them. Well, after three or four times, she thought, well, maybe I better go look at this, because the guy kept calling. He says, these lights come every night right out over our cornfield.
I'll tell you what, we'll return to the cornfield in a moment. We have Clifford Clift of MUFON, the international director. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.